Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Okay, I say, is that okay now?
Yes,
that yes is important too. I say, is that okay now?
Yes, sir.
See, you know, sometimes people are hearing God's word. You will not know that their mind is not there. But their mind is there. So we are going to be talking together. It's not a, I'm not a big man. We just want to share together. Now, the crucified life, we have four things to pull. Spirit of life, you need to help us now. And we trust you that in mercy, you will do it. Now, we want to look at the first matter. Why the cross? Okay? I believe... Okay, let's just go on. Now, why the cross? Because it's a retreat. I'm not going to be screaming, hey, brother! We want to sit down together. And if possible, you say, oh, brother, now, that verse, I need you to share on this. This is my English retreat. So, let's learn together. Is that okay? Alright. So, why the cross? Were you there when Jesus died? Talk to me loud and clear. Your response is important too. It's important to me. Yes. Were you there when Jesus died? Loud and clear. Louder and clearer. You're not there. How come you believe? I like the way this brother is looking now. I like it. That face shows me a lot. How come you believe? And some people already are thinking you are foolish. I can see Jesus died for the sin of the world. That's what they say. Oh, I like your smile. Like, it's as if this brother is saying my mind. Some people will say, look, me, I don't want to be asking questions so that they will not say I'm asking a foolish question. Did God not know that Adam and Eve will eat the tree? I like your smile. Like, I've thought about this thing before. And did God not know that they will eat it? And why did He make what He knows that they will eat? I mean, bro, it's in your mind. Raise your hand. Raise it. See, raise it. Don't wave me. I'm not greeting you now. Raise it like this. Aha. You know what? Your holy mind. So someone should not go and talk against God. Are they?
Yes, sir.
Loud and clear. Are they?
Yes, sir.
So you say, you know, somebody... Oh, God said, maybe you are the cause of the sin. God, you knew, you made. They said, your master said, where are you? Sure, you don't know where they are. Eh? Say with me, teach me your ways.
Teach me your ways.
Let me ask you a question. How many of you can trace the steps of Jesus on water? You see, this way it passed. This way it passed. Eh? You can. Can you?
No, sir.
That one is even hard. If a snake passes on a rock, can you trace where this way passed?
No, sir.
Such is the ways of the Lord. It's not traceable. It's only revealed. Can't trace it. My sister, are you here? Okay. Nobody should think about food now. So some people will say, well, don't just let us go there. Okay, so we will trust in His mercy that He will grant us light. So, but let's go on like this. I love the way you are looking at me, brother. So listen. Why the cross? Okay, let's first establish a matter. How many people were crucified that day? So let's first establish that the cross is the system by which the Roman people killed people that they don't like. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes.
So three people died that day. And listen, it's not that the cross in that day world to them is just normal death, the way Romans kill people. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
But there's shock, and that's the ways of God though. He looks normal. He does what? He looks normal. But excuse me, we all know that. There's somebody on the right that was there, a thief. There's somebody on the left, but the man we're focusing on is the one in the middle. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Leave the one on the right. It's not our business. Leave the one on the left. That's not our concern. The one in the middle is the issue. So, but it's meant to look like it's normal. Oh, you're not with me? Whatever I'm saying now. Do you know? Yeah, my day, is the Roman people. He looks normal. And that's God. You know? God brings out sense from nonsense. It takes God's help to remove the norm so that you can have the sense in it. Are you with me now? So God doesn't work the way you talk. He will use what is normal. It's not as if God goes to something. They were crucified just there that day. It looks like a normal thing, like a yeah and all of that. Calm down if you are the Lord. Save us and save yourself also. It was a normal something. So, but that is our focus. Alright? So, the issue is that man in the middle. That Christ in the... That's our concern. So, why that? So, and the way to understand the ways of God is to go to the Genesis that God called Genesis for us. Hope you know Genesis is what God called Genesis for us. That's not his own Genesis. The book of Genesis is the book he gave to us for our own Genesis. That is not his own Genesis. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But if you must know his ways, we still must go to the Genesis that he called for us, because that's how to understand everything. Because somebody was not asking us, a woman married, then this first husband died, then the second brother married, then the third husband. You understand that story now? Jesus said from the beginning it was not so. So it was Jesus that lended us a wisdom. Now anytime you are confused on something, go back to the... Do you understand now? Alright. So, in Genesis chapter... But before we go to that Genesis chapter 1, please, is the cross, the crucified life. But you can't understand the crucified life until you understand the cross. What happened on the cross? In one word. Louder.
Yes.
Loud.
Yes.
No, let the spirit that are in this environment hear.
Yes.
Loud.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. It's only this brother saying it. Louder.
Yes.
That's what happened on the cross. Scream it for your mind to hear. Say it again.
Yes.
That's it. So, when you say the cross, you are simply saying death. That's what happened. Okay, now. This Jesus, why did he have to die? Let's reference something very crucial. Alright? Romans chapter 1 Corinthians 2, 1 to 8. Let's first see that first. 2 Corinthians, yes sir. 2 Corinthians 2, yes, I got it now. 2 Corinthians 2, 1 to 8. Are we there? Alright. Who wants to read for us? Now, whoever is reading, be calm. Watch my time for me, please. Yes.
But I began this with myself.
Yes.
That I will not come again to you.
Yes.
In heaviness. For if I come, make you sorry.
No. Are you reading? Oh, did I make a mistake? Sorry. 1 Corinthians 2. No, second. 1 Corinthians. I apologize. 1 Corinthians 2.
And I,
brethren.
When I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom.
Please don't miss this, because I know we're in an age that is very strong. Yes?
Came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom.
Yes?
Declaring unto you
the testimony of God. Yes?
While determined not to know anything
among you,
save Jesus.
Save Jesus and him crucified. Yes?
And I was with you in weakness.
That's a serious statement. This Paul saying like this, but no problem, let's go on.
And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom.
I didn't do that.
But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
And I have a reason for doing that, verse 5.
That your faith should not stand
in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
In the power of God.
Now, you see that when in verse 2, In verse 1, he said, I didn't come to you with excellency of wisdom and all of that. I'm coming just with a purpose to preach Christ and Him crucified. But in verse 6, he now said, howbeit we speak wisdom. I didn't come to you with wisdom. I just came and Christ and Him crucified. Because sometimes you say, oh, Christ and Him crucified, that's all He came to say. But He now said in verse 6, he said, howbeit we speak wisdom among those who are mature. Something I say, what are you now trying to say? Are you saying that the preaching of the cross is for babies? They are not hearing what I'm saying. In verse 6, read verse 6, everybody. Among those who are. You see, He said, when I came to you, I didn't come with wisdom. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I didn't come with excellency of speech, wisdom, and all of that. I just came to Christ and Him crucified. But He now went to verse and said, how big we speak wisdom? Oh, Paul, are you now telling us that, okay, crucified life is for babies? No. Continue.
How big we speak wisdom?
Yes.
Among them that are perfect?
Yes.
Yes, not the wisdom of this world.
Yes.
Nor of the princes of this world. That come to naught.
That 7 is where the answer is.
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
Yes.
That's wisdom,
8, I mean.
Which God
have ordained before the ages,
before the world, unto our glory.
Verse 8 now.
Which none of the princes of this world
knew. None of the rulers of this age knew.
For as they know,
if they know,
they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
Did he return back to the matter? Yes. So, why we thought that the crucifixion message, maybe because those ones are weak and immature, that's why, you know, that's how it's first founded. Oh Lord, can I go on?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what did I say? You say yes, sir. Sister? Because it is a retreat. Stand up and tell us what I have said. It's retreat. You know, if it's not okay, you want to help me with that mic. Alright. It's retreat, so it's not rushing.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That the crucified life is more than human understanding.
That's not what I said. Thank you, sister. Sister, the verse I'm trying to explain. What are we trying to Holy Spirit? It's a labor to teach. Oh, yeah? Give that sister. She's trying to think. Sit down. Don't stand again. Yes? What have we said? Connecting verse 2 to verse 8. Sorry, ma'am. Okay. No, don't preach it. Just say what I have, what I'm trying to say.
Okay, what he said was, if the prince of the world knew what it means to be crucified.
That's not what I said. Give it to this brother Joshua. Is it Joshua now? Just say, I just know it's Joe that started it. Go on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, we are trying to make us understand that he was talking about the crucified life, making us know the crucified life. So, at some point, it was as if he now made mention of the wisdom. So it was as if
You've missed something. When he start, okay, give it to the brother that is reading the Bible. You see, because if you miss that one, all the message is useless. Go on. So what did I? You don't understand. Okay, all right. You see now, I've spoken now, and there's not, yes, brother. Let's see if this brother gets it. Yes, brother. Yes, that brother. Oh. Why are you pushing the ring?
They were making emphasis that the message of the, after the when we started reading the Bible, looking and seeing the message of the cross, the crucified, that was, I think, what Paul was speaking to babies. But it was not, it was,
because
now we now knew that it was not to babies. It was.
Thank you. Can we say, God bless you, sir?
God bless you, sir.
Is it clear now? No, don't nickname him. I just say, God bless you, sir. No hard to what I say, you should say. Don't be like Eve. When he said that, he looked as if, I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear. You know, I was careful that your faith will not stand in the wisdom of men. He now came to verses and said, how big you speak wisdom. Sir, are you now saying that the reason why you came to preach Christ and Him crucified is that since they are not mature? Because how big you speak wisdom among those who are mature, perfect. So when we come to the mature, the perfect, I'm telling you this because that's what is happening in the church. When we are trying to bring the matter of the cross, they think because we don't have a message in deeper issues of God. You are not following me. So when you come and say the cross of Christ, you say no. Let's deal with dimensions that deals with the angel whose right leg is on the sea and the one is on the land. So Paul said, how be it, when it comes to bringing God's message with the wisdom of God, when I get to those who seem to be mature in the spirit, I switch to God's wisdom. Yes, the wisdom I'm using to talk is not the wisdom of men, because the rulers of this world that crucified him, if they know that wisdom, they will still crucify. So he still came back to, so this is it. They claim to have wisdom, but they crucified him. Do you understand? Because for them, they don't understand what they are doing. Now, if though I am speaking wisdom, the wisdom I'm speaking still emanates from a matter. So the crucified is not just for the immature. It's still the wisdom of God among the mature. Do you understand a bit? It's only Bramati that says yes, sir. We will not leave it, oh, it's a retreat, oh. Do you understand now?
Yes, sir.
Ah, they don't understand, oh. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
That's the side at the back. What do you understand? Eh? You see, put the mic in her mouth.
I don't.
You see, what is, say, loud and clear, let Bramati to hear and the rest of the brethren.
I don't understand.
You see now? If it is in a conference, what are we going to do? We just say, somebody say, glory! We have moved. But she didn't understand. She will also shout glory with us. Without an understanding. Now, do you pray in tongues? You pray in tongues. How many of you don't pray in tongues? Can I see one? Thank you. Okay, 1, 2, 3. The rest of us, let's pray in tongues. The three of you say, Lord, grant me understanding. The rest of you pray in tongues. Alright? 4. Okay. Those of you that I cannot pray in tongues, say, Lord, help us to understand. The rest of you pray in other tongues. Let's go. The rest of you who can't pray in tongues, say, Lord, open our eyes of understanding. Oh Lord, help us. Please show us mercy and help us. Laboring for understanding. Go on, pray. Pray in tongues. Lord, help me to understand. Lord, help me. Open my eyes to see. We cannot come to a retreat and we didn't understand. Pray in other tongues. Lord. Bratia Fasansa, Labratia Sovens, Uruwa Shanufawa. Help us. Please help us. Please, Lord. Help us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Which translation are you carrying, Sister Adaba? King James. Go and buy NIV. Are you with me now? Old King James or New King James? Old King James. If you are familiar with King James, buy New King James. Use simpler English. Now I'm going to give you my Bible for the sake of now. You give me yours. Now, I came to you. Can I have simpler translation? Any other translation that is simpler? Don't go amplify it though. It's not simpler. Gideon's, please. Please listen to this translation. Basic Bible English, if you are there or something. Yes?
And I, brethren,
yes?
When I came to you,
yes, please listen. Go on.
Did not come with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony
that,
of God.
That is this kind of I, a simpler translation. Basic Bible English, please.
Basic Bible English.
Or whichever one. Easy English.
Christian friend.
Now, sister, listen. Just don't worry, just listen to this.
Christian friends.
Are we not Christian friends? Are we not Christian friends?
No.
Are you Christian enemy?
No.
Go on.
Christian friends. I came to tell you God's message.
Yes, you see that?
Which is true. I did not use clever words.
I did not use clever words.
I told it to you.
I did not use great thoughts.
I did not use great thoughts and ideas
that were my own. I decided to teach you only about Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to forget everything else while I was with you.
Uh-huh.
So I thought only about Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I taught you about how he died on the cross of wood.
You see that? Other deeper dimensions, I did not say it. Go on.
I was feeling very weak when I arrived.
Go on.
I was so afraid that I was trembling.
Uh-huh.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
Neither clever words nor my own thoughts and ideas made you believe that my message was true.
Uh-huh.
No. Instead, God's Spirit showed by my word how powerful God is.
Uh-huh.
So you believe because of God's power.
Uh-huh.
You do not believe because of human thoughts and ideas.
Okay, so what I'm preaching to you is not eye-sounding nonsense. I'm not trying to bring powerful words. I'm just preaching a simple message about how Jesus died on the cross. Go on.
But we do not speak about great ideas to those of you who really know Christ.
Uh-huh.
We do not speak about clever human thoughts and ideas that belong to this world.
Uh-huh.
The rulers of this world think thoughts and ideas like that.
Now, that maybe you try to simplify. Verse 6, Abby.
Yes,
check another translation.
Okay, basic Bible English.
Basic Bible English, verse 6.
But still, we have wisdom for those.
Still, we have wisdom for those
who are complete in knowledge.
Who are complete in knowledge.
Though not the wisdom of this world.
Though not the wisdom of this world.
And not of the rulers of this world.
No.
We are coming to nothing.
Yeah. Who are coming to nothing? Yes.
Okay. Verse 7.
Yes.
But we give the news of the secret wisdom of God.
Watch this. We give the news of the secret wisdom of God,
which had kept in store before the world came into existence.
We kept it in store before the world came into existence.
For our glory.
For our glory.
Of which not one of these rulers of this world had knowledge.
What is that? The wisdom that he kept in store, that is reserved for us unto our own glory, none of the rulers of this world have access to it, because
for if they had
access to the wisdom I'm talking about,
they would not have put the Lord of glory on the cross.
So what is the wisdom that they ought to have that I'm trying to tell you? The wisdom of the depths, oh Lord. If they have access to that wisdom, they won't kill him. Do you understand a little bit? Put a mic in her mouth.
Yes, sir.
Loud.
Yes, sir.
Louder.
Yes, sir.
Is it clear now? So one question. What is the wisdom of God according to that verse?
Jesus.
What is the wisdom of God according to that chapter?
Jesus.
So don't think that speaking about the cross is for babes. Do you understand? Because we hold conferences and meetings and make the cross look like a lesser message. Do you understand? When we talk about Jesus dying, we think it's for go and show Jesus thing to secondary school. How Jesus Christ died. But when you come to meetings of pressing for 30 hours, oh Lord. You see, I'm laboring too much on foundation. Do you get it now? So now, when we call a meeting like this and we want to talk about the cross of our Lord, you say, no. But if I call a meeting, I call it ancient man tools. Something your mind tell you, aha, that's it. What is it? Are you following what I'm saying? When you call a meeting and you say, double portion, working according to the patterns of celestial glory, something you say, aha. Now, when we come into a meeting and you say, now there are different realms in the spirit, and I'm telling you that we're going through 7 cadres tonight. You see, who you are, what are you doing now? Your mind tells you, mm-hmm. And when you are praying, even your posture shows it, ah, because you want to ascend. Do you understand? We thank God for that. There are things like that. But you see, by the time we now talk about the cross, something tells you that on the cross of Calvary, because in your mind it is for babes. But if the rulers of this world have access to that, they won't kill him. Access to what? This wisdom. Read that. Is it basic Bible English?
Yes,
verse 7 again.
Verse 7.
Watch this.
But we give the news of the secret wisdom of God.
You see, the news of the secret wisdom of God. The news of the secret wisdom of God. The news. We give the news of the secret wisdom of God.
Which he had kept in store.
Which he had kept in store before the world
came into existence.
For our glory. Go on. Verse 8.
Of which not one of the rulers of this world had knowledge. For if they are, they would not have put the Lord of glory on the cross.
Is it clear now? So let's go on. Why the cross? Now, if he called the cross the secret wisdom of God, is that correct? Thank you, my sister. It's only this sister that is here. If he called the cross the secret wisdom of God, is that clear?
Yes.
Loud and clear. I say, is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Do we all agree in this room now that the cross is the secret wisdom of God?
Yes, sir.
So let's go back to Romans chapter 1. Now, in Romans, yes, sir. In Romans chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, it's retreat. I hope you are writing. Yes, sir. Please.
Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ,
called to be an apostle,
separated from the gospel of God.
Gospel of?
Of God.
God or Christ?
God.
The gospel must be understood in two dimensions. It's called the gospel of God, it's called the gospel of Christ. The understanding of the two is important to your holistic knowledge. Just read verse 1 to 8. Come and see how it sounds. King James, go on.
Which he has promised afore by his prophets,
yes,
in the Holy Scriptures,
yes,
concerning his son Jesus Christ.
Did you see that? Did you see that? Go on.
Which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship.
Mm-hmm.
For obedience to the faith among all nations,
yes, sir. Yes.
Among whom are ye also, the called of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father.
Yes.
And the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
For I thank my God through Jesus Christ.
I thank my God through Jesus Christ
for you all
that your faith is open up.
Is spoken
throughout the world.
Verse 9.
Stop at verse 9.
For God is my witness.
Whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of
God.
Verse 1 is what? Gospel of who? Verse 9. Gospel of his. It's the gospel, but with two perspective of understanding. Don't forget, we said the cross is the wisdom of God. Verse 1 now said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated from the gospel of God. Now, what is the gospel of God? Verse 2. The gospel of God was explained. Verse 2.
Which he had promised as well.
Which
he had promised.
He what?
He had promised.
Which he what? Which he what? Past tense or present tense?
Past tense.
Some people even say past participle, past perfect. Whatever it is, it's past. Which he had. The gospel of God is what he had. Are you with me now? Another translation? Verse 2.
The good news. Was promised long ago.
Was what?
Promised long ago. By God.
I love that. By who?
By God.
By who?
God.
By who?
God.
Okay, now if you combine that, the good news, which is rooted in the crucified, is something that has been established and promised and preached and spoken by God when? Long ago. Are you following what I'm saying? Alright, so the cross is death. Do you get it now? When they want the God of this world, if they knew it, they would not have what? Crucified. So they don't have access to that secret wisdom. Are you following what I'm saying? We are students of the Bible. We are going on a journey. Can we move on? Alright. Now, is the gospel of God which in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. Fast. Hebrews 1:1. God who at sundry times
and in diverse manner
in time past. Romans chapter 1 verse 2, which he had. Are you following it? Alright. So another translation.
Long ago.
God spoke to the fathers by the prophets
at different times
and in different ways. Verse 2. In these last days, as now what?
He has spoken to us.
So who first spoke? God. Using the prophets. Now, go back to Romans chapter 1 verse 2 again. Romans 1 verse 2. King James.
Which he had promised. By his prophets.
Look at this. By his prophets.
In the Holy
Spirit. Where do we reference what he promised? Loud and clearer. Are you tired? It's a retreat to learn. He promised the gospel, preached the gospel, declared his gospel by the Holy Prophet through what?
The Holy Scripture.
Through what? So to reference where he preached it or promised it, let's look at it now. Did you follow to that point? I said, did you follow to that point?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's go back to the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, leave the rest of the story. God made man. You know that? What is man? Man is male and female. Do you know that? I said, do you know that? Louder and clearer.
Yes, sir.
Louder and clearer.
Yes, sir.
Now, immediately you know all the rest of the story. Don't worry. We will answer that question I first raised. That's later. But we are going somewhere. Immediately man fell. You know when man fell? He said, in the day ye eat, ye shall surely die. Did they die?
No.
Did they die? No, don't mind them, Gary. Did they die?
Yes, sir.
No, if you are a no, raise your hand. Thank you, sir. No, we should not be assuming. You see, sister, raise it very well. You see, we should not be assuming that chorus answer means personal conviction. Give the mic to her. Now start to labor in your retreat. Don't just go to the door. Oh, amen. You get it? Amen. Let's share the grace. Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Did they die?
No, sir.
What do you mean by that? Go on. Use the mic. You don't know. Thank you. Yes. Does somebody raise hand there? Yes. Did they die?
No.
Okay. What do you mean by that? Sit down, sir.
Okay, the person was as if it would be instant death.
It looks as if it would be instant death, yes?
It didn't happen instantly. As yes, passes can
happen. So to you, they die gradually.
Yes.
You see that now? But the Bible says, in the day ye eat, ye shall.
Yes.
In the day ye what? Ye shall surely. Yes. Now, what was it that God was talking? Because the way it sounded is that as they eat like this, they are supposed to fall down and die. Do you understand? But that's not what it is that Bible says. You and I know that the Lord was talking about something else. Oh Lord, you know. But for the sake of those who don't know, let us make man in our... Oh Lord, let us make man in our... After our... Follow me now. Let us make man in our... After our... Let us make man in our... After our... Let us. That means man is a community decision. It was a product of a community. That's why man cannot function outside community. Anything that says, I want my personal space, you are functioning from the wrong spirit. Yes, it's a let us that made you. It's a wrong spirit. Privacy is a wrong spirit. Passwording phone, passwording WhatsApp, passwording is a wrong spirit. It's a wrong spirit of privacy. It's not in the scripture. Your father in heaven is a let us man. Is a let us, a can die in your. Can we do this? That's why we function by community decision. I wish I can. Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost upon a community. There's no single anointing, it's not in the Bible. That's why we enter into error in Nigerian church. Baptize me now, power, power, power me. God is looking at you. Who is that strange child? He sent them out to by baptize them in the name of the Father, Son. So you were baptized into their community. Where did you get this strange prayer from? Use me, Lord. For what? You are a wrong man. Where did you get that from? John 17, Jesus made, go and check Jesus' prayer. Let's leave that for now. Put that aside. Let us make an army after our that they may have they not that he may, that they may. They. So when you are praying through in a prayer retreat, Lord, fire upon me. Even if the Lord is looking at you, fire upon you for what? No wonder we didn't get it all this while. Do you know we pray though? But we can't get it. Pray from now till next year. Show us your ways. It's your ways. Alright, let's go on. That they may have dominion and all of that. Are you following me now? Oh Lord, are you following me?
Yeah.
Eh? Okay, so look at the Bible. Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our... brother. My son is young. Okay, that's okay. He's young. Don't sleep. You need it. Okay, verse 26. I like you, my sister. You see, this sister is writing. That's good. So, yes, people don't judge. If you like, preach everyone, and everyone should come down. They won't write anything. Go on.
And God?
Yes.
And God said, let us make man in our image.
Yes.
After our likeness.
Yes.
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Let what?
Let them have dominion.
Go on, sir.
Over the fish of the sea.
Oh, yeah.
And over the fowl of the air. And over the cattle. And over all the air. And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the
earth.
So God created man in his own image.
You see that? He created man in his own image.
In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Who is the him? The them. Who is the him? The them. Who is the him that was created? The them. So them is him. Do you understand?
Yes,
no, don't say yes, sir. If you don't understand, raise your hand though. You see that? Is it yes, sir? Will have made us think glory. Glory of what? Oh, yeah, open your Bible. Igbo is simple now. You see, imagine you understand tongues, but you don't understand. You don't understand tongues. Imagine that you can speak in tongues by faith. I'm talking mysteries. But we explain the one we can read now. Oh, yeah, open it. Verse what, sir? You know, sometimes somebody, wait. You know, somebody, just you spoke in tongues and someone say, who can interpret for us? You just someone say, just have the spirit of the Lord, hide the Lord is coming to your midst. But when you get to mathematics, you don't know. You can understand that every language, but you don't know math. It's giving me issues. I can, a language of heaven, ever, you could say it. But when we give you physics, you say the concept is hard. We see that it may look funny to you. Those were the things that were my prayer on campus. I wish I get to that side. There's no time for that. So please read your Matthew, please wait. What verse are you reading now?
28 now.
Oh, yeah, read 28, everybody.
And God blessed them.
My rush here, just small one. And God
blessed them.
Uh-huh.
And God said unto them,
uh-huh.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Uh-huh.
And replenish.
No, may not make anything there. What verse is that?
That's
27, everybody.
So God created man.
Don't rush. God created
man is
holy.
In the image of God, they are
female. Not your head, not it well. But your own is only the head that is nodded. Do you understand? Oh, look at that. Basic Bible English. You will understand now when I give this illustration. Read your own. In the image of God created him. Do you have semicolon in your Bible? Eh? What semicolon? That means what was said before. We want to explain it. Yeah. So how did they explain it? Male and female. So the him that we say he created. Your face has changed now. Do you understand now? The male, the him that he created that him as what? Male and female. That's why when he made Adam, he didn't need to make Eve again. Do you understand?
Yes,
so when he now made Adam, he just brought out the Eve from where she was before. Oh Lord, do you understand that point? You see, don't just, hey, go away! Because at the end of the day, you walk out, don't walk out dry. I don't shout in meetings, so I'll be jotting so that I can go and pray later. Yes, so we are going gradually. So, Adam, the first male man, was made from the dust, but Eve was made from the flesh. Do you understand? Where did they make Adam from? Or where did they make Eve from? So because in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. So when he made the him, he brought out the them from the him. Do you understand small? Is it clear now? But this is something now. In Genesis 2 verse 7. Hope you know, male and female created he them. Uh-huh. Go on. Is that all? The next verse is, and he blessed them. Excuse me, he what?
Yes.
Now, yeah, verse Genesis 2:7, and we're establishing that thing. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed
man.
Everybody, please listen to this. And the Lord God formed man from where? Okay, let's don't yawn now. Don't yawn now. Now, let us make man in our. Let us make man in our. And then Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man from the. Is God dust? I like the oh, say it out. Say oh, say it out. Okay, so it helps us to know. Okay, so she said, oh, she didn't, you didn't see it before, have you? Okay, so let us make mine our, and then Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed out of the. No, you can't, if you make somebody in your likeness, are you dust? Change your face very well because it's. So what does that tell us? There are two issues there. Question one: God is not dust. God is a spirit. Adam, there must be a spirit. Bonnie, do you understand now? If he is to be like you, God is spirit. Jesus is spirit. Holy Spirit is spirit. Yes or no?
Yes.
Louder, yes.
Yes.
Louder, yes.
Yes.
Louder, yes.
Yes.
Louder, yes. So if louder, yes,
yes.
You are tired. All we've been saying, you don't understand, Abby. You are trying to understand. The Lord will grant you light in Jesus' name. So, follow me now. I'll be focusing on you. When God said, let us make mine our image, is God dust? Good. She's following now. God is not dust. He now went to the dust. There must be two issues there. That answered the question. So, it means that the man created is spirit. This other one is a container. Because the Bible now says, and the Lord what? Breath. The spirit created spirit. The real Adam was put in the form Adam. And God breathed new man. And man became a living soul. So, Adam that was created as spirit is like God. Spirit. And he was put in the formed man. Why? Spirits don't function on the earth until they carry a body. Adam will not function on earth if he does not have the physical material. Do you understand?
Yes.
How many of you know that a chicken has more authority than a demon? A chicken that's co-co-co is more authoritative on earth than a demon, than a spirit. Shall I shock you? A embrace. You won't believe this. Because it has a body. That's why demons were begging Jesus Christ to let them go and try pigs. They begged him. It was, and it was a begging. Do you understand? So listen to this. The real Adam is spirit. The container he uses is the dust. In the day he died, the spirit died, but the container was still what? Do you understand? Do you understand now? Is it clear? Now let's go on to the cross. They fell. And all of that, what are you saying, sir? I should come again. I'm here. He said, I should come again. He said, I should repeat what I'm saying. Now, brother, let's go again. Let us make mine in our louder sound. Let's make mine in our Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man from the. If you made him in your image, are you dust? So if it's not dust, then there must be two issues. Do you get it? So in Genesis 2:7.
The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
Uh-huh.
And he breathed into his nostrils.
The breath of life. That word life there, the Hebrew word used is shay from the Hebrew word, and it means two types of life. Which tells you that the man in the dust is not the man. Okay, watch this. Look at your Bible. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground.
And he breathed into his nostrils.
He released his likeness, shay. He released his likeness into that man. It's a mystery. That's part of the wisdom. And so when he released it, listen, yes?
And the man became a living soul.
And the man, who is a spirit, had to now become a living soul. Because when the created man, the breath, entered into the dust, there's a union. That's why we say man is spirit, soul, body. This body part, will it not decay or not? Which part will be left? The real man. That's why they can be separated at death. If it is one man, then when you do glory, everything should finish. There should be no hell or heaven. You are not with me, oh. Do you get it to that point now? You smile as shit. Do you get to that point now? Now, if you now go back, then the man fell. Hallelujah. The man fell and all of that. Look at where the cross started up. Immediately they said, Adam, where are you? Not because God didn't know where he is. God likes to question you to get your confession. It's not because he's oblivious. Where are you? It's not a question of, I didn't see you. It's a question of, there's a position you maintained before me. Where are you? It's not, God is not there. You are doing hide and seek for God. No. What was his answer? I am what? I heard your voice. Hope you don't say a dead man is still hearing. No? He's dead, but he's still hearing. Oh God, we can't spend time there. I heard your voice in the what? In the garden, and I what? Oh, look at, there's a problem there. Open your Bible. Genesis 3 what now? 3 what? 10. Verse 10. Read for me if you are there.
And he said,
I heard your voice in the garden.
And I was afraid.
I was what?
Afraid.
Uh-huh.
Because I was naked.
Why was he afraid? Why was he afraid? That's a terrible statement there. Did he say, I heard your voice and I was afraid because I disobeyed you? Oh Lord. Why was he afraid? That is where self began to come in. He's being afraid is because of shame, not because he saw that he disobeyed God. Did you hear them say, I'm sorry? If he had said, I'm sorry, something might have changed you. You know, God is ever merciful. What pain God was that? You see, the question of where are you is to identify, confess, and be open. Stop hiding secrets. That's how some of you are. We raise the issue of consecration. You are speaking in tongues. Where are you? As if I don't know. I'm asking, I'm giving you a slot. People think I'm alright, but you know I'm not alright. You know, sir, I'm not. September 17, 2011. I've been a preacher, but I was struggling with impure thoughts. I can't see women, it's a problem. And I will preach, people will be saved. Pollution in my dream, having sex in the dream, all kinds of terrible iniquity around my life. September 17, brother was saying, and their face was preaching. Then he raised the issue. He said, if your heart is not correct, can God use you? If your heart is not correct, for the Lord said, hide the Lord. Looks at your heart. In that meeting, every other person was saying, I'll continue Allah, I'll submit that. I just said, Lord, my heart is not correct. This impure thought now, Lord, I need it. Because he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall what? I don't like that scripture that time. I said, no, my heart is not pure. How you know? How will I do? Right there. As I was crying, I didn't even care if somebody was looking at me. Oh, Lord! My. See, when he says, where are you? It's not because he doesn't know. I will never forget. The power of God hits me like fire. See, there are real encounters, so real, only for sincere hearts. It's not as if encounter is far. Encounter is far. No, sir. No, sir. Don't shout it as if your father does not. If you just encounter, let's be doing encounter. No! He wants to encounter, but you are not sincere enough. That day I will never forget. See, sir. Bar tears. Oh, Lord, it's strong upon me. Ah, Oluwa. It was heavy. Let me pause down one there. That event, September 2011. I remember the encounter again in January 2012 at number 15 at the border street, in Jesus, Adegi, Lagos. See, encounters have description when you are sincere. It's all this. We went to several meetings with them. So, God, where are you? I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid. Because you are naked. God also answered by saying what? Who told you? Is that not what you saw? Can't be. See, you see? Look, there's no time to teach this one. Be real now. And you know, almost telling God who is the reality to be real. You know what? God answers you based on what you present to Him. I can show you from scriptures. It's called the ways of God. It's the way you come. He said to the crooked, I'll be crooked. Oh, you are not with me. Eh? If you hide, I will also hide. Why are you doing like that? I want you to be sincere. I won't force you. Who told you that you are naked? Eh? What did he say? The woman you. Did he say my wife? Please, do you remember the first was, this is the bond of my. You know, that was his confession. After this problem, I said, the woman you, I didn't even ask her from you. You know, you are the one that suggested it in the first place. So, it's alright, sir. So, deal with it. What was it casting blame now? You know, some of you, this is self-life. You'll be casting blame. You don't accept responsibility. If you pass the exam, you will say, I have. If you fail, you say, they gave me. We inherited it from somewhere. You see that? Did you hear them say, I'm sorry? Have mercy upon me. I've wronged you, oh God. Is that what he said? If you had said that, our story might have changed. But the problem is that he was adamant. Hey, I was naked. Ah, God, you are mighty. This is where the cross began to happen. Check Genesis chapter 3. You will observe this immediately. After the old process and all of that, they were hiding. The Bible says, and the Lord clothed them with what? With what? What verse is that? What verse is that? Genesis chapter 3. I think verse 19 or something. And the Lord did what? 21. Genesis 3:21. What did he say?
Unto
Adam also.
And to his wife.
And to his wife.
God made coat of skin.
He made what?
Coat of skin.
If he made coat of skin, it means he has killed an animal. New King James call it what? Tunics. I wish I can go on there. Some people say God does not. You can wear whatever you like. It's God that first designed clothes. And it's in the Bible. That's the first place he designed clothes. And he designed a cloth that was thick, not transparent, and long. Because the Bible word there in Hebrew is tunic. Tunic is what is from shoulder long to your knee. That's the first description of fashion of God. It's not short skirt, not mini skirt. and it's not tight. Sisters don't like me now. When we get to that realm, we'll talk about it. Then God covered them with animal skin, meaning he killed an animal. That was the first time the cross was happening. Death. When that animal died, they became covered. Dennis, and you know the beautiful thing? He did not send them out of Eden naked. Even though they wronged him, he covered them. And listen, he covered them by death. Oh Lord, we are moving gradually. He covered them how? Say it with me. He covered them how? So their covering was what? A death. Did you follow to that point? You see, you know the reason why I started. It has to be long. We have to talk this way. I don't mind if I share grace now. It's retreat. But I will draw an application. He covered them by them. Hebrew, please, after the covering, did you hear thank you? You better watch the arrogance of your heart. That sometimes people labor over you. To appreciate them becomes a problem. It's self-life. Some of you, your parents will give you money. You should say, it's not enough. For eh? I have to come down level, maybe to the level of these young boys. You are never satisfied. Even with the kind things your parents do for you. It's always not enough. Yes, did you hear? And Adam worship the Lord for the covering. Is it in your Bible? Self-life is not standing in. Yet God started demonstrating the cross. Do you remember we came from Romans chapter 1, verse 2, that God had preached it? Let's rush away from there. I'll show you these things. Immediately Adam and Eve moved out of the garden. You get to Genesis chapter 4. And Adam knew his wife. Yes or no? Yes. Gave birth to who? Yes. Loud and clear. Yes. To who? Yes. Cain. You observe that when I check the root word for Cain, it means spear. Cain. It means spear. The second child given birth to was who? Yes. Abel means bread. Who killed Abel?
Yes.
And Abel is a shepherd. Similar to who? Christ, the great shepherd. What did Abel brought to as offering to the Lord? Sheep. He was a shepherd. Who killed the shepherd? I said, who killed the shepherd? With what? Spear. What was used to pierce Christ on the cross? Who preached that message before? God. This is how he's preaching it. If you miss the cross and his revelation, I doubt what you will become in God. Listen, I'm warning you as a brother. Be careful of those who relegate the cross. Be careful. And see, be careful that your Christian journey is not from this foundation. Be careful. You won't last. I can tell you, with all authority in God's word, you will not last. Now, how many of you understand that after Abel died, Abel means breath, it means vapor. When he died, who was given back to?
Seth.
Seth means compensation. So, but I was now, because they named him Seth. Because go and check Genesis chapter 4. He said, God has consoled us to replace him with Abel, whom Cain killed. Hope you know, Cain became a vagabond all his own life. Are you following what I'm saying? Do you know after Seth was born, who was born? Enos. Check your Bible. Genesis chapter what now? 4. Verse what? Almost towards the last verse. Don't be tired. Some people cannot, but it's alright. How many of you are following up to where we are now? Can you raise your hand? Alright, I'm about to close.
Verse 26.
And to Seth, to him also,
there was born a son. And he called his name Enos.
Yes, now, hear the Bible.
and he called his name Enoch. Then the God began to call upon
you. See, Bible is powerful. As if to say, they've not been what? Calling on God before. That means the death of this boy is related to the gospel. Here, which one is that men began to call the name of the Lord? Haven't you said Cain and Abel should bring the offering? Holy Spirit. Let's stop, Abby. Food is ready, Abby. It's a retreat, though. It's not a... No! No! It's a retreat, though. We can be here for the next 5 hours. Just begging Baba, show us your ways. Let me know why. So, Enos was born and met. When I check the meaning of Enos, Enos means man. Take notes. Cain, spear, killed the shepherd. God compensated. Man was now restored. But before man, Enos, death occurred. Did you hear what that said? Death of who? Abel, the shepherd. There has to be a death before a compensation and a restoration. Holy Spirit, he preached the gospel long ago. Please, all the gospel he has been preaching, upon what did he place it on? Death. Are you with me? It's only that sister that said yes, sir. Sister, maybe you should bring the baby here. I should finish with you. You think we are here to joke? What is the essence of fellowship of the brethren? Are we here to make noise? You sound like just cities. Why did God plant you here? Are we just following tide and following cloud? Just being chased away by what is going on there on YouTube? Going on here? Is that our body? God bless you. Enos was born. You know, I said, as I was begging, I said, Lord, after Enos was born, go with me. Who was later born? Because you will now see the genealogy of the genealogy of Adam. But see, very funny, but no, sorry, sir. Not funny. But Bible will not seem to amaze us. Read Genesis chapter 5 and let's start from verse 1.
This is the book of
everybody hear the Bible. Oh Lord, may we know your ways. Pray in other tongues, everybody. Pray in other tongues. Those of you that can pray to say, Lord, reveal your ways to us. Pray. Reveal your ways. Brother, play that keyboard for a while. Just about 2 minutes. You are praying on the ways of the Lord. The ways of the Lord. That we may know your ways. Your ways, Lord. Your ways. Please pray, that sister. Don't be tired. You came for a retreat. That's why you brought your bag. The gospel has preached. Chapter 5, verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is the book of generations of Adam.
Emma, go.
In the day that God created man,
Emma, go.
The likeness of God made him. Male and female created him.
They repeated that matter that you thought that you finished. He still said it. Go on.
And blessed them and called their name Adam. In the same way,
he called what?
Your name.
You see Adam. Now? You see, the Adam is a them. He called their name. You thought Adam is one man. Go on.
And Adam lived 130 years.
Go on, sir.
And because the son in his own life.
Who is that?
And after his image and called his name Seth.
What? No, excuse me, sir. You should know history better. Yes, sir. We need to teach you history. It's God saying you teach me history. You want to teach me history. So since Cain killed Abel, Cain became useless. So God was not born. See now, listen. They gave back to who after his likeness?
Seth.
Because Seth that gave back to Enos, which is what? Man. Oh God. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, go on.
And the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth, 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters, and all the days that Adam lived were 930 years.
Go on.
And he died. And Seth lived 105 years, and begot Enos. And Seth lived after he begot Enos, 107 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years, and begot Canaan. And Enos lived after he begot Canaan.
Stop. So as you go, they now touch the man. Hope you know all the people that mentioned it came now and relevant. There's nothing serious about them. Anything serious. May your life not be that. Amen. That they will record that you also came, begat sons and daughters, and you died. Amen. There's some lives like that. He came, begat sons and daughters, but when they reach another man, they will have to say something about him. But when they cross to some people, they gather them as sons and where will you be in God's record? Came to foot me now, and then you also lived in Paiko and grew and died. Yeah, you also grew up, graduated, went to NYC, looked for a job, got married, got sons and daughters, and then God forbid, my life will not be like that. Amen. They got to a man, oh, you know, that's how they talk till he reached the man Noah. Do you know that? That's how they went, and they reached the man Noah. Yes, there was an Enoch somewhere. Is that not so? But all we need by Enoch is he walked with God, and God took him. Do you know that? God used that man to demonstrate something. He walked with God, and God took him. But when it comes to the gospel, we don't talk of Enoch. No. It's not the gospel that has to emanate from the dead. Enoch is something else. Are you with me? When we go to Noah, do you know Noah means rest? Oh God. That's the root Noah from Hebrew meaning. Noah, rest. So, the spear killed the great shepherd. After the great shepherd died, there was compensation and restoration, and man entered his rest. Oh, do you understand? You don't understand. Noah is rest. Now watch this. How was the rest perfected? Carry everybody into an ark wood. Jesus also died on a cross of wood. Listen, there's something that Noah's description is the same as 1 Corinthians 1:30. Open it. We are talking about the cross. Are you seeing the wisdom of God, please, everybody? I said, are you seeing the wisdom of God? 1 Corinthians 1:30. Let's stop here and let's share the listen. Of him,
in Christ.
Can I have another translation? Because you may think that is grammar, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus. Stop there. Yes. Oh Lord.
But from him, you are in Christ Jesus.
Okay, another translation.
But God has given us a place.
And God has what?
But God has given us a place in Christ.
God has given us a place where? Now everybody say the word in. Say it again. Say it again. So all there is about what we are is because we are in Christ. And where did God put us in? It's on the cross. If any man be, where did we all walk into Christ? Romans chapter 6 established that. We were put into Christ on the cross. When he was on the cross, he put all of us in him. The way everybody entered the ark. Only those that entered the inside the ark, not stand around though, in, were saved. After that, the covenant of preservation, rainbow. Immediately you cross from that Noah rest, God began a family, Abraham. The word Hab is father. Are you following me? So when rest happened, family, in you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. That shall not be called Abraham, but you shall be called Abraham, for a father of many. Let's stop there. Is he gone? Alright. So, after the rest, God began family. Now, I will stop there by drawing one application. Until you have rested, you cannot be a part of the family of God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon thee and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. It is when you have entered this rest that you can be called a child of God. Kabisi. The way your face is looking shows that, Brother Ginga, stop there now or I'll start dozing. So, you see, this night, let's stop here because we are going to pray. You see, one prayer. Show me your ways. Please. I don't want to be foolish. When God showed me this, I said, God said, the message I started preaching before your grandfather was born is the one you want to talk less of. You will meet me on the judgment day. Before your grandfather was born, I labored to explain it. You came on the pulpit and wasted utterance doing comedy. You joke with the eternity of men. I never told men to be sincere. Unless you have seen my death and there is death operating in you, you can't receive eternal life. Eternal life is not just a confession, it's an experience. And the gateway is the crucified. Can I be open with you? When I saw this message, I told God, Lord, I'm not living. That's why death? Why death? If there is no death, you will not enter your rest. I'm serious. I have to call to God and say, Lord, you promised a rest through the cross. Why am I not resting? I have to kneel before him. I shed tears. I wept. Because when you understand this thing, did you understood it? It was no more good knowledge. When death occurred, rest was provided. Rest from masturbation, rest from pornography, rest from impure thoughts. Because the great shepherd has died, I must enter my hour. Don't speak in tongues over revelation. First, internalize it through understanding before you start speaking in tongues. I will not pretend, oh God. You see, when you pray with understanding, it's important to. Paul said, I will pray with understanding and the Spirit of is it true? Don't pray one, no. If you do not understand everything, understand this last statement. When he died, it was to provide a rest. It is when you enter that place, the spirit of the adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, find me. It's the gospel. So, sister, we are not here to shout, come in the air. Look at Fico. God does not have family. He's looking for family. Say, look, this one is not yet part of the family. This one is not yet part because she has not entered rest. This man has not entered rest. This Elijah has not entered rest. This one has not entered rest. This church has not entered rest. Your pastor has not entered rest. How do you invite people into rest when you yourself have not rested? Your own soul said, oh, you know, there are two types of rest. Come unto me, all you that labor, and I will give you rest. Second one, you shall find rest. Hope you know there's the one he gives you, there's the one you find. But the two is rest. So we have to deal with the two when it comes to the gospel. You see, it's a labor. You don't rush it. Okay, so let's close here while you have about 15 minutes. I need sincere people to cry. You don't need sound, oh Lord. See, you can use the altar now. You know you don't. You are not getting his rest. You know. How can you preach rapture now and I'm afraid? Hope you know when people, when they preach rapture, they say, oh, Lord, let me go with you. Ah, help me for this. You are not resting. I'm married by God's grace since 2016. I have three children. Imagine this. If I tell my wife now, say, I'm coming tomorrow, everybody will start shouting. Enjoy. Hey, that is coming. My children will start, they'll be cleaning the house. Eh? If I appear at the date, people will not run away. He said, that has come. Ah, yeah. No. Why? They were expecting me. How can we say just is coming back and you are not joyful? But you are afraid. You have not rested. Hey, he just has come now. Hey, God, don't let me. Ah, my life. Oh, hey, you should not go and meet something in my head. You have not entered rest. I was in church, but I was not in Christ. I was part of the whole. Ah! But I have not seen the cross. Holy Spirit. If the God of this world knew that we are going to enter rest by the cross, the one that Jesus died. If he dies, we enter his rest. When I entered my rest, holiness became a lifestyle. My discipline with women rose without planning it. Rest is sweet. I overcame. You know, one time I shared with the brethren and I said, by the grace of God, I don't commit sin. They don't say like that. You're even committing sin by saying you are not committing sin. I said, 1 John 3, verse 9 and 10. Whosoever commits sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. He that is born of God doth open it. I just want you to see rest. See rest too. 1 John 3. Something is going on in the heart of a brother right now as you're speaking. I see the Spirit of God walking upon you. Verse 6. 1 John 3, 6. Are we all there? I love the way this lady is open. Let her be there. You don't have a Bible? You don't have a Bible? Oh, sorry. We are closing now. I guess we are going home. 1 John 3, 6. It's a retreat. Retreat is not meant to be rushed. Yes? Thank you, sister. Whosoever abideth in him. If whosoever abideth in him,
does not sin.
Every time I read this scripture, I want to bend my knee again and pray. And say, Lord, that must be a reality much more. Did you say that? Whosoever abides in him
does not sin.
Does not! That he looks somehow. Go on, sir.
Whosoever sins, has neither seen him nor known him.
So if he's talking in tongues already, a useless brother. Because you have not even seen him, you don't know him. Go on, sir.
Little children, let no one deceive you.
The seat is outside. Go on, sir.
He who practices righteousness is righteous.
That's it, oh.
Just as he is righteous.
That's it, oh.
He who sins is of the devil.
Okay. He who sins, if you like, because I'm a child of God, I'm brought from heaven, I'm a child, excuse me, sir. Whosoever sins is of the devil.
For the devil has sinned from the beginning.
Go on, sir.
For this purpose,
the fact that used to move my heart every time they read it. I don't know the day you mean that my heart will not be moved. Go on.
For this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested. That he might destroy the works of the devil.
Of the devil are bringing the cross again. That's the cross again, no? Everywhere you will find the cross. I don't know what we are preaching today. I don't know how we are right here. It's painful. It's painful how we arrived there as a church. Don't let us go into body. Look at us. Look at Nigeria. Satan knows. Remove the cross. Remove it. Remove it. Remove it. Give them beautiful pulpits. Remove the cross. Let them have the cross as a symbol without power. Let them even wear it as chain. Have no power. Read, my brother.
Whosoever has been born of God has not
sinned. Oh, this, brother. Brother, may the Lord open your eyes. Look at Bible. The day Bible does not move you again, you are sick. Yes. It's a big sickness. So you are, go and check Isaiah 66 verse 2. That's when you see what I'm saying. Bible does not move you. You are sick. Everyone know Bible is sick. Isaiah 66 verse 2. Lord, don't let me ever come to that day where Bible is like newspaper to me. No, sir. Read on, sir.
Hey. And sin remains in me. And it cannot sin.
Brother Jeremiah, go back a little bit again.
Whosoever has been born of God does not sin. For he see, it remains in him. And he cannot sin.
He cannot.
He cannot sin.
He cannot
sin.
He cannot what?
See.
What is cannot? God bless you. Because for ni grammar, cannot is what? Cannot is cannot. He what? Cannot. What we know is not, not that we try not to. This is rest. I beg the Lord, let me enter the rest. Where I cannot at Marinandias. He brought me there. And I can tell you when he brought me there. Listen, you like the world, be there. Those of us who understood the cross, we are saying after death, there will be restoration. Where there is restoration, there will be rest. And that's what Muslims have not seen. They've not seen people that have entered their rest. No wonder they count that our gospel is nonsense to them. Well, as they are shouting, after the meeting, they say, you are restless, I'm restless. So some of you, if you sense the Lord wants you to be at the pulpit, it's not meeting whereby they will play keyboard. Say if I go to evangelistic meetings, we know evangelistic meetings and all of that. This one, the way God is making me see all of you, we are dealing with vessels that must understand. I just pray after I stop now. Holy Spirit will now explain to you what I didn't explain. All eyes closed now. Your prayer is true. Show me your ways. Listen. When we go to Gogulis meeting, okay, peace house meeting. By the time they finish, I don't go to sleep. It's because they've done explanation, but I need revelation. Explanation is not a revelation. If it was explained, does not mean you will have it as a conviction. So it takes meditation to enter into revelation. So after the meeting, I will now carry my Bible and go somewhere. I will now start praying. It might be 15 minutes, it might be 20, maybe 30. If God give me, say, Lord, that thing that they explained, what are, I will start praying. God likes those who seek Him. All likes those. That's where we stop tonight. Sorry if we took your time. Be on the keyboard for a while, brother. Just for a while. After a while, you will play. So, brother, the matthew will close for us. I was begging the Lord. I said, Lord, why did you situate this body in Paiko? Paiko is almost, don't you see? First here. That is in this place. But look at what God is doing. Look at you people. You think it's because you like your matthew that you came? It's not so. It was the Lord that drew you. Somebody said that it's because they like. It's not Brother Matthew. The Lord was doing something to Brother Matthew and He drew you, Jerry. It was not because of Brother Matthew. There's something about you, Jerry. There's something. So it was God that drew you to Him. I said, the grace is there. So God said, I want to do something. Oh yeah, Matthew. Oh yeah, look at this body. Isaac, is the Lord. We can't boast over anything. That's how this brother came. Brother, I don't know who you are, but this night, bro, this night, I'm begging you. If you don't understand anything that we have said, you better come and meet me later. But I said, since we came to this meeting, I've been looking at you. Today is a major day for you. Open my eyes to see you, Lord. Open my eyes, dear Lord. Open my eyes to see you, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes to see you, Lord. Open my eyes, dear Lord. Open my eyes to see you, Lord. And they are. Somebody is being, the Spirit of the Lord is ambraptious. And that's it, my dear. I see a young lady here. I see the fire of God brooding over us. But I don't take pictures again, please. You have to pray. Just like that 10 minutes, you play that keyboard and then you stop. Open my eyes to see you, Lord. Open my eyes, dear Lord. Open my eyes to see you, Lord. Open my eyes.